If you have your Bible, turn to the 116th Psalm. The 116th Psalm, if you have your place, stand with an honored reading of God's Word. The 116th Psalm, begin at verse 1. The Bible says, I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice and my supplications, because He hath inclined His ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold on upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech Thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and He helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. I got to think as Andrew's going to sing this morning, the title song that he sung was about the Lord. And then tonight he's talking about that love of God, how He loves God. Now I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought. I love the Lord because, amen, I love the Lord because. As we look at this tonight and we see in God's holy right, He speaks to our hearts, amen, in the psalmist. And He tells us about the things and he's dealing with the things that God had brought Him from and the help that He had given Him through His years. And as He looks back, Brother Rex, I believe how He begins to see this and meditate on it. And He says, I love the Lord because. I wonder if we took tonight and said, I love the Lord because. I wonder what we could put after that because. And there's so much stuff that we could fill in the blank there after I love the Lord because. I love the Lord because He is so good to me. Amen. But as we see here, the Bible says that I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice in my supplications. You know, I thank God for that the great big God of glory would look down and incline His ear to hear from me. Amen. When I was nobody, I was lower than the belly of a worm. But praise God, God heard my supplication. When I realized I was lost without Him, and I said, oh God, please save me, an old sinner. I'm going to put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He heard my plea, and He come to where I was at, and He saved my soul. Amen. Amen. Why? Because He loved me. I love the Lord because He first loved me. I love the Lord because He hears my supplications. I love the Lord because He hears, amen, He hears my voice. When I cry out to Him, He's a listening for me. Do you ever think about that? The great God of the universe, He's listening to hear from you. Amen. You know, I'm not talking about the body of believers. I'm not talking about church. I'm talking about from individuals. He's listening to hear from you. And He made a way through the precious Lamb of God. We have a mediator, and we can go through Him, praise God. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And enter in boldly under the throne of grace. We can march right up boldly in our prayer life. We can march right in before God and bring our supplications. Amen. And He's listening to hear from us. Praise the Lord. I love Him because He's listening to me. Amen. Because He hath inclined His ear unto me. Therefore, will I call upon Him as long as I live. He said, you know what? Because I love Him because He listens to me, and because He listens to me, my supplication, amen, and He hears me, I'm just going to love Him like He loves me. I'm going to call upon Him, amen. I'm going to trust Him. I'm going to bring my supplication to Him as long as I live. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Who else could you take your prayer objects to? I'll just be honest. You take them to people. Most people could care less. Amen. I could bring my prayer objects, and it's a good thing to pray one for another. But I might catch him at a time when his mind's preoccupied, and you might say, yeah, I'll pray about that preacher, but his mind might not be there, and he might not pray for my supplication. He might not hear what I got to say. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad I love the Lord because He hears me. Amen. Praise God. Because He hears me, He's there for me. Amen. His line's never busy. Amen. Praise God. I get the sin out of my life and say, Lord, I love You. Help me. Amen. Repent of my sin and call upon Him, and He hears me. Now, He won't hear us if we got sin in our life. The only thing He's going to hear is, Lord, please forgive me, an old sinner. That's why we need to pray every day. Let's say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Because in these old bodies, our body's not saved. Our soul's saved, that inward man. I said, boy, I like how Brother Mitchell put it. He said, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God done circled around inside of us. Amen. Done circled around inside our heart, praise God, and He's brought out a circle. And if we'll let Him, Lord God, He'll make that, see, He'll enlarge that circle, praise God, till it begins to be the biggest part of us. Amen. That's what the psalmist said here. He said, I love the Lord, praise God, because He's the biggest part of me. Amen. Always encouraging my heart and lifting me up, amen, and giving me that I need. Even in times like these. What are you talking about? Where I was, where you were. He said, the sorrows of death compassed me. The pains of hell got hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. He said, I was in trouble. I was in sin sickness. Sorrow had overcome me. Amen? He said, I love the Lord because He knew where I was. Amen? I can say, I love the Lord because He knew, Brother Andrew, where I was. And He knows where I am. And He knows how to get to me more better than anybody else. Amen. Hey, listen to that. The Lord knows exactly how to get to you where you're at. Amen. He knows what to touch. He knows the buttons to touch to get your attention. Amen. If He can't get your attention, He'll touch somebody that you love, amen, in order to get your attention. Amen. But He will, hey, the Lord will get your attention. And He said, all these sorrows, even the sorrow unto death, had compassed me about. The pains of hell had got hold of me. Sometimes it's like your feet's are burning. But praise God, God says, you know what? You'll be all right. Amen. Amen. Because the Lord is with you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's where we were at. You remember when you was lost and undone without God? Amen. Just part of this old world to be bopping along like everything was okay. See, that's what most people's doing today. They're just going along with life. And it may not be that even that they're living so wickedly. But what happens is we just forget to remember God. Amen? And when we forget to remember God, we forget where our help is. Amen? And I don't know about you. Hey, I want to pass that help down, amen, from generation to generation. It blessed my little old Paisley Center. Daddy's up there singing, praise God, and she's helping him. Amen. Little eyes up there, choirs are singing, praise God. He's getting into it. He don't know what they're saying. He don't know what he's saying. But praise God, he's enjoying it. Amen. You know, it's plumb sinful to have let little old young'uns miss out on this. Because it's a heritage of the Lord. Amen. Just like they're a heritage of the Lord. It's passed down from generation to generation. Praise the Lord. Amen. You say, they told me one time, she said, preacher, you need to quit that old loud preaching. You're scaring the babies. Amen. These little old babies don't have no problem with it. Amen. The preaching in the Holy Ghost, God, amen, they don't have a problem. It's mom and daddy that's scared. Amen. Amen. They don't like what God's telling them. Hey, the little youngins don't have a bit of problem with it. Amen. They ain't reached the age of accountability yet. Amen. Hey, they don't know. They don't even know right from wrong. This Bible ain't affecting them. Amen. Except for just being planted in their heart that when they're older, they might not sin against God. Amen. Because when it comes to a time of age of accountability, come time to know right and wrong, praise God, they'll know that thus says the Word of God. That's what's wrong with the world today. We don't know what God says. We take it on the authority of somebody else, some man, some person, to tell us what God says. Amen? And I'm afraid we're being deceived. But we realize where we were, where I was, where you were. When God spoke to your heart, when God came down to where you were, I'm talking about a personal God. Amen? Come down with a personal touch on your person. Praise God, saved you from the devil's hell. Told you didn't have to go. Save you, praise God. Say, why do you do that? Because He loves you. Amen. So where I was, He said, then. He said, this is where I was. He said, verse 4, He says, then. Amen. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. Amen. in sorrows, death, is that death that done got hold of me? He said, I was in sorrows and troubles, praise God. But he said, then, amen, you remember where you was at when then happened? You remember where you was at when then came your way? Amen, when the time of then come about? Praise the Lord. And God began to touch your heart. He said, I called upon the name of the Lord. Oh Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. That precious innermost part of man. Amen. That God-given part, that special part, that part that relates to Him. Amen. He said, I beseech thee, oh Lord, deliver my soul. You remember when the Holy Ghost of God dealt with your heart? You was in trouble. You was going down. I mean, I remember March 1976 as a little old boy, I've been 14 years old. I just knew if I died, I'd go to hell lost without God. My granddaddy had preached that hell is a real place and real people go there. The rich man's there and he went there and he's there today. Still lifting up his eyes, wanting to drink just one drop of water. Begging God, say, please send some messenger, send a Lazarus to my brothers and tell them not to come to this awful, awful place. He's still there today. He said, they have Moses and the prophets, let him of them. He said, oh no, nay, Father. He said, but if you send one from the dead, they'll hear. He said, if they won't hear the living, they'll not hear the dead. Why? Because the dead don't have nothing to say. Amen. You say, preacher, are you sure about that? Yeah, it says so. In Psalms 117, verse 17, he said, the dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. Amen. They don't pray. The dead people don't praise God. Dead people go out just like they live, dead in their trespasses and sins. Reject the Lord Jesus Christ and live eternity doomed and damned without Him. But praise God, when we, at that time of then, when we prayed and we cried out, then God delivered our soul. Amen. From the devil's hell. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, then He delivered us. And we come to know the Lord. Now watch this. He said, we come to know the Lord as gracious. Amen. Gracious is the Lord. Full of grace, amen. God's grace is manifest in the most magnificent way in His splendor and His goodness and His mercy. All that comes down to through the grace of God. Grace, grace, marvelous grace. It comes down to us, praise God, and becomes part of us if we'll just let it. Amen. A people like us can partake and be part of the grace of God. One of the most magnificent. Our mind, you know what's wrong with us, brother? We can't comprehend grace. We don't offer grace. Grace isn't part of our life. It's not really part of who we are. I'm talking about humanity. But grace is the very essence of God. Amen. So we know the Lord for His grace. We say, I love the Lord because of His grace. That unmerited favor that we don't work for and we don't work out. Amen. For by grace are you saved through faith, and it not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. The marvelous grace of God that God manifests to us, comes down to us, it's known to us, but the love of God because of grace. He said, grace, gracious is the Lord. Grace is God. That's who He is. Full of grace. Amen. Not only come to know God, Lord, for His grace, but also come to know Lord for His righteousness. Amen. Do you know God is right in all of His dealings? Amen. He's right. He's righteous. And everything about God is right. Amen. When we think about God, we ought to think about, you know, everything that God does is right. It's easy to question God. Amen. It's easy to question. Well, say, Lord, why did this happen? Or why does that happen? Why do we go through this? Why not? Amen. Are we better than our Redeemer? Are we better than our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered it all? He partook of this earth and this world just as me and you do. But He come out victorious, shouting to praise. Why? Because of grace. Amen. And because God is right in His dealing and what He does. Don't understand it. Brother James was passing away, and I told you this. When he said that morning he got the bad news, and he's working on a plan. Everybody wants to survive. Amen. Amen. No, everybody wants to live. We won't live as long as we can. And he said, I don't understand. Why? Why I had to go through all that? I said, why not? Because we're just human beings, amen, living in old sin curse, a wicked, vile world where sin and disease and pestilence is, and it's out to affect any one of us. Amen. But the grace of God and His righteousness, amen, will carry us through it, praise God, and deliver us safe on yonder shore in a day or two. Amen. When it's all said and done, praise God, His righteousness, His grace, His righteousness. Amen. And He said even because it's part of the mercy of God, because God is merciful in His dealings. Amen. His mercy that He shows to us. We don't deserve mercy. Amen. But that mercy that He has is new every day. The mercy of God. When we should have, I told you before, you better be glad I ain't God. Man, I'd got tired of stuff and I'd just thump them in the head like little bunny foo-foo, you know, running through the forest, picking up the field mice and bashing them in the head. You know, I heard the children's rhyme. That's what I'd done for a whole lot of folks. Amen. If I was God, I'd have picked them up, bashed them in the head. Amen. Two or three chances, maybe. Huh? Yeah, you like, you would too. Amen. Our patience ain't very long, but praise God, He's gracious and He's, amen, and He's righteous in what He does. And praise God, He's merciful and He keeps giving us opportunities and chances just to love Him like He loves us. And He don't just scoop us up and bash us in the head. Amen. He should. And He'd be just in doing it to most of us. As Brother Rex said, we're hard-headed people. Amen. He'd be just and justified in just taking us on out of here. But His mercy is there. You know, Psalm 118 is all about the mercy of God. He said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endureth forever. Amen. From generation to generation, pray God, His mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron say that His mercy endureth forever. Let them that fear the Lord say that His mercy endureth forever. Amen. We've got a God that's merciful forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. That little fellow's going to be a preacher. He's trying his best to help me. Amen. He is trying his best to help me, praise God. If he can get up and get moving, praise the Lord, he's going to be all over it. Amen. Praise God. Because God is merciful. Amen. His mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. Amen. Praise God. But notice what else it says. He said, the Lord preserveth the simple. Who preserves? The Lord. Did you know, Lord, the Lord's the best preserver there is out there? Amen. He can take an old vile, stinking, rotten carcass like us, praise God, and preserve us. Amen. We go down and we live in this old body and we corrupt and it's vile and wicked as the devil itself. And one day we lay it in a casket and we take it and put it down in the ground somewhere. But he said, the Bible says that God preserves it, praise God. And one day He'll raise it up and in glory and splendor, amen, in a resurrected body. Amen. He can even take the old vile, wicked thing, preserve it and bring it out just like in Himself. Amen. When we see Him, we'll be like Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing to be. He said, the Lord is a preserver. Hey, glory be to God. I got some jam the other day, and it broke my heart because it was Sister Rathbone's jelly. I found out there in the can house, I was hoarding it. Brother Bill, I'll just be honest, I'd hiding it. I'd stashed it behind some green beans. And I found it the other day and I brought in, but it'd been out there for a spell. And it done. I believe if a man was to eat it, it probably got you a little bit tipsy. Amen. I believe it done started to ferment. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe that's what a whole lot of, I believe we can start to ferment a little bit. But I'm going to say God is a perfect preserver, amen. He preserve us pure and set to for Himself one day. Praise God. That He might represent us without spot or blemish or any such thing. Amen. Praise God. Brother Aaron, we may not be perfect yet, but we will be someday. Amen. To God be the glory for perfection of the saints. Amen. Hey, I don't know about you. I'm looking for perfection. You say, well, preacher, we'll never be perfect. Yeah, but we should strive for it. Amen. He said, the Lord preserveth the simple. Amen. And he says, not only does the Lord preserve her, but he said, the Lord is a helper. Said, He helped me. Let me ask you a question. Has the Lord ever helped you? Amen. Huh? Has the Lord ever helped you? Have you ever been in circumstances when nobody else could help? And pray God, you know for a fact that the Lord helped you. Amen. He preserves you and He helps you. Amen. Why? Because the psalmist said, and he says here in verse 7, he said, return unto thy rest, O my soul. See, he said, he's kind of like me and you. I think he kind of got out there a little ways and he's looking at all the options. If we ain't careful, we get to looking at different options. But I want to say there's only one hope. Right. Amen. There's a whole lot of options. Amen. And that's in the Lord. Amen. He said, I return unto thy rest, O my soul. Amen. Well, the Lord says, He says in Matthew chapter 11, 29, He says this, He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, have you got a burden on you? Amen. He said, would you just come to me? Amen. If you got a load that you're bearing, you got cares that you have, He said, come to me. He said, come unto me, all your labor and heavy labor. He said, if your burdens are pushing you down, are bearing you down, He said, just come to me. But we'll go all around. I love the Lord, praise God, Brother Andrew, because He said, hey, just bring it to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, I don't care. I can't carry it myself, but I know one that can. Amen. The preserver of my soul, that ever-present help that I have, amen, is also the burden, the bearer of my load. Praise the Lord. He said, bring it to me. God, praise the Lord. He goes on in verse 30 of Matthew 29. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, I'll take that old burden that you got. I'll take the old hardships you got. I'll take the load that you're bearing. Praise God. And all you do is just take a yoke of just salvation of the Lord. Just loving me and letting me love you back. Praise the Lord. So I returned unto my rest. So I got tired of carrying the load. I realized I had a load bearer to help me bear my load. Amen. He said, and because of that, he said, the Lord hath dealt bountiful with me. Amen. He said, because I realized that I had help, amen, a preserver and a help, praise God, because there's somebody to bear my load, amen. And he dealt bountifully with me. He took all that weight upon himself. You know, he did that on the cross of Calvary. He took the whole load of sin from the whole world upon his own back. Amen. The Bible says, by his stripes we are healed. Amen. Every one of those stripes that he took, those lashes, when they cut him with those cat o' nine tails, they had the rocks and the bones and the glass in it, and every time they'd cut him with those tails and they'd snatch it back, they snatched the hide right off our Savior. That should have been me and you. But praise God, he took those stripes, and because he took our stripes, by his stripes, me and you are healed from the sinfulness of this world. When we put our faith and our trust in him, praise God. He said, that burden you bear. He said, I put it upon myself. So I took all your stripes, all your punishment, so you don't have to. Amen. He said, hey, he said, you know what I done? He said, you've delivered. He said, delivered. He said, the psalmist says, you delivered my soul. Praise the Lord. I want to say the Lord Jesus Christ, He is a redeemer. He's a deliverer of the soul. He'll take a soul from a dark place and He puts it in a marvelous light, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, we don't have to fumble around in darkness no more, because we've got a Lord and a Savior that loved us. But I love the Lord because He first loved me. I love because the Lord because He dealt bountifully with me and He delivered my soul. How about you? Amen. Did the Lord deliver your soul? Praise God. He said, He delivered my soul from death. Now watch this. He said, mine eyes from tears. Glory be to God. That old tearfulness I used to have, praise God, He took that away. Amen. I don't cry and mourn and weep over my old sorry soul no more. My soul is in the hands of the Lord. I'm safe and satisfied with Him. Praise God. Because He accepted me. Praise the Lord. He delivered my soul from death. He had mine eyes from tears. And my feet from falling. Amen. Praise God. Listen to me. There's an alarm system God put in me. Amen. But there's an alarm system He put in me that when I think or I see things that's sinful, suddenly there's an alarm goes off down in my soul. Glory be to God. I mean, I'm talking about something that rings out, glory be, to my soul and my mind and my heart. Praise God. It stirs in me and it says, no way can you go there. Amen. That alarm beacon goes off. Amen. You ever be sitting there watching TV and something come on and you, just in a minute, it's like you start to watch that. This old flesh will. Huh? And all of a sudden, there's an alarm bell goes off and you say, you know what? This ain't right. Maybe next thing you know, you don't even realize. You reach over and you get that clicker and you click that thing off. Amen. Praise God. That's what God does. He delivers us. Amen. He delivers us. He takes away tears and He keeps our feet from falling. Amen. Shows us what's right and what's wrong. Praise God. And keeps us from stumbling as we go. The devil like nothing more than to trip us up on a journey. To preoccupy us, to put things in our way. But the Lord said, if you just cast your cares upon me, you'll trust in me, man. He said, I'll keep you from falling. The old devil might trip you, but the Lord said, I won't let you fall into that mess. Amen. He says, if you'll let me, praise God, I love the Lord because He put an alarm beacon in me. Amen. He don't let me get persuaded by the devil. See, to see things and to hear things, it's not wrong. But when we act upon what we see and what we hear, praise God, then it becomes sin. Amen. And to him that doeth knoweth to do right and doeth it not, to him it's sin. Amen. So we got to do that that's right. So the psalmist brings it down. He said, I will love the Lord because He heard my supplication, because He does all these wonderful, marvelous things for me. But when he closes out, he said, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. See, listen, we're not cold dead folk. Amen. We're living folk. Amen. And we're going to walk with Him now in the land of the living. Amen. I won't say the church of the living God is a living thing. It's a living organism. Amen. We're alive, and we ought to act like it. Or just praise the Lord. Amen. Thanking Him. I love the Lord because He first loved me. Because He allows me to walk with the brethren and sister in Christ. Amen. How do you know you're saved? How do you know you're a child of God? Because you love the brethren. Amen. That's how we know we're walking in the land of the living, because we love. Amen. Amen. The sisters in the church. Amen. The sisters. We ought to love each other. Amen. You ought to love the sisters. Brothers, we ought to love the brethren. See, that's how you know you're saved. You say, well, preacher, I don't love none of them. Well, then you may not be saved. Amen. Now, I didn't say we had to agree with everything. But praise God, we're supposed to love them. And if we can't love them in the Lord, then we ain't saved. I'll just put it straight. We ain't saved. If we can't love the brethren, then we ain't saved. Because one day in a little while, praise, we're going to be in heaven together. Amen. And then we'll truly be walking in the land of the living. Amen. Praise God, I'm on a journey now, but one day, praise God, I'm going to be walking in the land of the living. Because you know what? You know where that place could be? There'll be no more dying. Amen. And there'll be no, hey listen, and there'll be no more dead. Amen. So if you're cold and dead now, Amen. You won't be you're not walking in the land of living now. And you sure won't be walking in the land of living then. Amen. But I love the Lord because, praise God, He said, when this thing's all said and done, I'm going to be walking in the land of the living. Well, I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I can just see it now. I guess it's as you get older, Brother John. I don't know what it is, but it seems like heaven gets more real all the time. I mean, I guess because we're getting closer to it. It's almost like you can see the lights of home.
Amen.
Amen. And praise God, and that place don't have no darkness at all. No darkness. No night. No sickness, no dying, no tears, no sorrows. Praise God, it's a land of the living. And a land of the living is where people rejoice. Amen. I love the Lord because I have that blessed hope of the land of the living. What about you tonight? Why do you love the Lord? You know what you ought to do? You ought to just sit down and make you a list. Amen. I love the Lord because, man, and you never get it wrote. Because every time, praise God, by the time you got the first two or three words, you say, well, praise God, He let me live this long to write down another word, another thought of how much I love. Well, I love the Lord tonight because, but I love the Lord most because He first loved me. Came to me when I couldn't get to Him. Wasn't looking for Him. But on a Wednesday night, 1976, the Lord came to where I was at and He said, you don't have to die and go to hell. He said, hell wasn't made for you, it's made for the devil and demons. And He said, you don't have to go there. He said, Holy Ghost, God, deal your heart. He said, hey, listen, you know what? He said, let me just tell you. He said, you can be saved right here tonight, amen. And boy, I tell you know what happened to a little old 14-year-old boy? I come out of there and I don't even remember getting down the aisle. I just remember following an old-fashioned altar. And I said, Lord, please, God, forgive me an old sinner. Lord, I believe, I put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I accept Jesus as my Savior. What Jesus did to me on the cross of Calvary. Amen. And Jesus marvelously saved my soul. Praise God. Have I always been perfect? And I'm not perfect yet. But praise God, I've got a perfect Savior. Amen. And He's making intercession for me before the Father. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father on high. My intercessor. He intercedes for me. Christ the righteous. The righteousness of, He's sitting there for me and He's sitting there for you tonight. And He said, although they're heavy laden, amen, burdens on you. He said, things you need to unload. He said, just bring them to me. Amen. Bring them to me. I'm meek and lowly. He said, just bring them to me. And He said, I'll take that burden. I'll take that load. I'll take all that off of you. Amen. He said, I done took all that for you. He said, all I ask you to do is just receive me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it just gets better farther on.